The Baha'i Faith is a world religion whose purpose is to unite all the races and peoples in one universal cause and one common faith. Baha'is are the followers of Baha'u'llah, who they believe is the promised one of all ages. As you know, the traditions of almost every people include the promise of a future when peace and harmony will be established on earth and humankind will live in prosperity. We believe that the promised hour has come, and that Baha'u'llah is the great personage whose teachings will enable humanity to build a new world. In one of his writings, Baha'u'llah says, "That which the Lord hath ordained as the sovereign remedy and mightiest instrument for the healing of all the world is the union of all its peoples in one universal cause, one common faith." If it's all right with you, the first of Baha'u'llah's teachings I will describe for you is about God and our relationship with Him. Baha'u'llah teaches us that God is unknowable in His essence. This means that we should not make images of God in our mind, thinking of Him, for example, as a man. In general, that which has been created cannot understand its creator. For instance, a table cannot understand the nature of the carpenter who made it. The carpenter's existence is totally incomprehensible to the object he makes. God is the creator of all things. He has made the heavens and earth with its mountains and valleys, its deserts and seas, its rivers, its meadows and trees. God has created the animals, and God has created the human being. The reason behind our creation, we are told by Baha'u'llah, is love. He says, "O Son of Man, I love thy creation, hence I created thee. Wherefore do thou love me, that I may name thy name and fill thy soul with the spirit of life." So although God's existence is far beyond our understanding, His love touches our lives and our beings ceaselessly. The way this love flows to us is through His eternal covenant. According to this eternal covenant, God never leaves us alone and without guidance. Whenever humanity moves away from Him and forgets His teachings, a manifestation of God appears and makes His will and purpose known to us. The word manifest means to reveal, to bring forth something that was not known before. The manifestations of God are those special beings who reveal to humanity the word and the will of God. Thus, when we listen to them, we are responding to the call of God. There is an example from the physical world that helps us to understand the concept of manifestation as taught by Baha'u'llah. In this world, the sun is the source of all warmth and light, without which life would not exist on the planet. Yet the sun itself does not descend to earth, and if we tried to approach it, we would be totally consumed. But suppose we take a well-polished mirror and point it towards the sun. In it we will see the image of the sun, and the more perfectly polished the mirror, the more perfect the image will be. The manifestations of God are like perfect mirrors that reflect the light of God in all its splendor. And all these mirrors reflect the same light. While God is beyond our reach, these perfect beings come to us from time to time, live among us, and give us guidance and fill us with the energy we need to progress materially and spiritually. You are fortunate to have been raised according to the teachings sent by God to humanity some 2,000 years ago through His manifestation Christ, whose station is that of the Son of God. Now you can receive the teachings of a new manifestation, Baha'u'llah, whose title means the glory of God. Baha'u'llah's teachings, then, are in perfect harmony with the teachings of Christ, but they address the condition of humanity today. If you think for a moment about the plight of humanity, I am sure you will agree that the time is right for another manifestation of God to have appeared. Let me recite for you a passage from the writings of Baha'u'llah that speak about the day in which we live. "This is the day in which God's most excellent favors have been poured out upon men, the day in which His most mighty grace hath been infused into all created things. It is incumbent upon all the peoples of the world to reconcile their differences, and with perfect unity and peace abide beneath the shadow of the tree of His care and loving kindness." Before going on, Perhaps I should stop here so that we can discuss any questions you have. What do you think about what I've said up to now? The next of Baha'u'llah's teachings that I would like to present to you is related to the aim of the Baha'i faith, which is to unify humanity. In the Baha'i teachings, we are told that we are the fruits of one tree and the leaves of one branch. Although we differ from one another physically and emotionally, although we have different talents and capacities, we all spring from the same root. We all belong to the same human family. Humanity can be likened to a vast garden in which grow side by side flowers of every form, color, and perfume. The charm and beauty of the garden lie in this diversity. We should not allow the differences that exist among us in our physical characteristics, our temperaments, our backgrounds, our thoughts and opinions to give rise to conflict and strife. We should see the members of the human race as beautiful flowers growing in the garden of humanity and rejoice in belonging to this garden. Although the oneness of humankind is an undeniable truth, the peoples of the earth are so far from it that unifying them is no easy task. If you choose to join the Baha'i community, and it would bring me so much happiness if you would do so, you will participate with the rest of us in our efforts to build and maintain unity. We are all striving to bring our thoughts and actions in line with our belief in the oneness of humankind. We are told that when a thought of war enters our minds, we should immediately replace it with a thought of peace. When a feeling of hate begins to shape in our hearts, we should immediately replace it with a feeling of love. We should do everything possible to overcome our prejudices. Prejudices of race, color, nationality, culture, religion, and sex are among the greatest obstacles to building a better world. So many passages in the Baha'i writings teach us how to walk in the ways of unity and how to help others take the same path. There is a wonderful passage from one of the talks of Abdu'l-Bahá, of whom I will speak later, which I have memorized. He says, "Baha'u'llah has drawn the circle of unity. He has made a design for the uniting of all the peoples and for the gathering of them all under the shelter of the tent of universal unity. This is the work of the divine bounty, and we must all strive with heart and soul until we have the reality of unity in our midst, and as we work, so will strength be given unto us."